are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 5 minutes past the hour. Kids are out of school. I'm ready for the kids to go back, honestly. Today was the first day of summer break. They have gotten on my nerves 17,000 times. Don't know how to deal with the whole summer and the kids. I didn't realize how much I love the kids being in school. But we'll figure that out. Robert writes, Doctor, the health insurance denied me because the doctor put depression down on my chart. I don't have depression. I have high blood pressure. I have high cholesterol. I use Zoloft, but I've been on Zoloft for a while. Why would he put depression down? And what do I do to get health insurance to take me on? All right, this is a very good email that I received. I received this email about a week ago because many of you are having trouble finding health insurance. And one of you had a few months ago started the discussion on what to do if your doctor puts something in your chart that shouldn't be there. All right, so this is a really good topic to revisit. Now, first and foremost, I wish you were live because then I'd want to talk about what you were on Zoloft for. Zoloft is considered an antidepressant. So if the doctor is refilling Zoloft and you're a new doctor to him, et cetera, or he's a new doctor to, et cetera, for him to validate refilling your Zoloft, he has to put down the diagnosis that he's treating you with it for, okay, depression or anxiety. So that could be one reason why it's in the chart. Number two is, were you on Zoloft because of some previous depression? And you aren't depressed anymore, but it's because you're on the Zoloft. Depression will still be in your chart. You know, a lot of the doctors with electronic medical records, electronic medical records make things easier because it allows you to just either copy and paste, or it allows you to still have the regular diagnoses there. So the regular diagnoses keep coming up, super bill after super bill after super bill, and note. History of depression, history of this, all stable. Because it also reminds the doctor or the medical provider to address those medical problems. So somewhere down the line, somebody put depression for Zoloft. Now, what if you were in the situation where Zoloft, like what I do in my practice, was tried for something completely different? I've had people use Zoloft for headaches. I've had people use Zoloft for irritable bowel. I've had people use Zoloft when they're on 4 blood pressure medications and I can't get the blood pressure down. So we'll prescribe, you know, these medications, and then we notice, oh, they have another effect, insomnia. Some of you can't go to sleep at night. You can't wind down. So I recommend an SSRI like Zoloft, et cetera, and it helps you sleep. All right, but the problem is if I say insomnia and I give you Zoloft, the health insurance who was trying to rate you and figure out how much of a risk you are and how much they should charge you, they may not just take a look and see what your doctor wrote with insomnia. They'll probably, you know, go by the list of medicines you're on. And by the list of medicines you're on, if they only qualify for certain diagnoses, that's what you're going to get hit with, you see? So, let me also say this. I had one patient that was extremely upset because she had gone to a doctor that would help prevent her from becoming an alcoholic. She drank alcohol, et cetera, you know. And so she had seen him to see if he could give her any advice on not to drink. All right. And he had talked about anti-anxiety, et cetera, and she already had anxiety medicine, et cetera. Well, she said this doctor ruined her chances for getting insurance because he had seen her. Well, I had to tell her, look, the fact that you had quote-unquote anxiety, you were already dead in the water. Same thing with this gentleman here. He has a history of high blood pressure and high cholesterol. There's a good chance he was rejected by the insurance because he had high cholesterol and high blood pressure. How many of you have been turned down for health insurance because you either have diabetes, high cholesterol, or high blood pressure? So they may try to make a big deal about the quote-unquote depression, but it's probably not that. And so, you know, if you have no medical problems whatsoever, but the quote unquote depression or anxiety, then yeah, you got something. But I find my patients are having a hell of a time trying to get insurance if they've had a history of high blood pressure or high cholesterol. Hands down. It's frustrating. So, my suggestion would be if you're having trouble finding health insurance, go to a health insurance broker. Right? From what I understand, it doesn't add that much more money onto what you're already paying. Okay, I think if you, let's say you want to get on Blue Cross Blue Shield, if you call half a dozen numbers, including your insurance broker, it seems to still come out pretty much the same price. So I would get an insurance broker that could get you a list of all the insurances and where you fall under all of them. All right, and they kind of give you a spreadsheet on what offers what, et cetera, and sit down with them and to try to get a better idea. Now, some of you will say, well, then fine, I just won't take my high blood pressure medicine. If I don't take my high blood pressure medicine, I don't take my cholesterol medicine, that'll be easier for me to get insurance. No, because once they do your pre-physical, sometimes they'll do that, like life insurance will. They'll see you have high cholesterol and high blood pressure. And you need to be extremely careful, okay? An insurance company may ask for the money back. We doctors see that happen a lot. Insurance companies say, pay us back. The patient was never supposed to be insured. The patient was never supposed to be insured. How the hell did that happen? Well, either A, the job had forgotten to turn in the paperwork early that they had canned you already and were stopped paying premiums, or B, you were claiming you never had high blood pressure, etc. You go in day one for a surgery. You get diagnosed with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, etc. And they realize, wait a second, you were lying. You have all these medical issues. Now, with Obamacare, the one very fleeting, glimmering piece of hope in that whole monstrous legislation is that you cannot be prevented from getting insurance or banned from getting insurance because of pre-existing condition. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be cheap insurance. It just means you have that ability to get less, at least some sort of coverage. So hopefully some of these things will change and get a little better, but I don't have high hopes. But great question, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, don't go away. Lots to talk about. Can you test for allergies in your own house? Makes it cheaper than going to the doctor. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there are at-home test kits now for 10 common allergies. Now, for some of you, you're like, well, I don't really care. I know what I'm allergic to. But for other people, to get allergy testing, it gets pretty expensive. And especially when one of your kids decides to just blow up at school, and you're like, why? Was it peanut allergy? What was it? Well, according to My Allergy Test, they say it's now a widely available at-home allergy test with FDA clearance for 10 common allergens. I guess it tests for Bermuda grass, cat, cedar, egg white, house dust mites, milk, mold, ragweed, Timothy grass, and wheat. It's a shame. I really wish there was a way we could do the peanut testing. All right. I guess it has an array of do-it-yourself diagnostic and tracking tools. Plus, you know, these devices could also do glucose levels, cholesterol levels, at-home pregnancy tests, etc. So My Allergy Test, I guess, according to USA Today, is for people who are curious about their allergy triggers. Users are given tools to prick a finger to collect a few drops of blood. They then mail this in a special vial to the company. Users receive their confidential results in the U.S. mail or by logging on to a secure website a few days after the lab reviews the sample. All right, from what we understand, the over-the-counter test costs $49.95. Now, this type of price still seems costly, but it is still a heck of a lot cheaper than going to the doctor and a heck of a lot cheaper than the doctor ordering the RAST blood test or some of the other tests for allergy antigen. Now, keep in mind, it only is 10 of them. Okay, I mean, if you don't know what you're allergic to and, you know, and you come up negative on these, you still are needing to go and get that looked at, which is why, you know, I don't know if this is going to boom as much as we think it is. Because, like, for example, the reason why peanut allergy is on my mind is we had a sleepover with some kids, summer party, Friday night. So there were kids over, and I guess nobody's supposed to be allergic to peanut butter. And I don't usually have peanut butter in the house, maybe for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for my kids. But my husband bought these cookies at Costco or Sam's Club that had the Chips Ahoy, the Oreo, and Nutter Butters. So there would be snacks for the kids to eat. Well, we didn't think much of it because nobody ever comes. These kids have been over to our house tons of times. Nobody's ever had an issue with anything. Well, one kid, without even eating cookies, starts throwing up in the house. So we tell mom, you know, that she may want to pick him up, right, because he's lying on the ground. He was fine. He just, I guess, had been running around playing all day, throwing up. Kid's fine. Older brother, who I thought she'd kind of pick up at the same time because it was already late, now she wanted the older brother to stay. Older brother, a couple hours later, turns into full-blown hives. Complete hives. Eyes red, etc. Well, I gave him some Benadryl to calm down, and we still had mom come back, turn around, and pick him up. But it turned out to be the peanut butter. He had been near one of the peanut butter sandwiches. Okay, that the other kids were eating. I still didn't even realize we bought them, and I didn't know anybody was allergic to them anyway. Nobody ever had an issue before. But remember, with allergies, it could be the second, third, 17th time. Okay, somebody could think they're not allergic to something, they could still have an allergy. And so, but it was just kind of scary how quickly that came on. And luckily I'm a doctor, so I felt comfortable with what I had at the house. I had prednisone, EpiPen, et cetera. Whatever I need to give the kid, I could give the kid, call the ER, et cetera. But still, you know, it's still kind of scary stuff. So my only problem is if you do have a kid and you don't know what they're allergic to, yes, knowing about the Timothy grass is extremely important. Knowing if they're allergic to cats, extremely helpful. Milk, dust, mites, yes, important. But it still doesn't tell you everything. So my suggestion is if you have an issue where you could have life-threatening allergies or allergies that can cause life-threatening asthma, get yourself checked properly. And my favorite mode of testing for allergies is what the allergists do by the prick testing in the back. I know it's not the most comfortable, but basically they put the antigen in the back. And they label them, they name them, and then you come back a few days later and they see where you reacted. And that tells us a lot more. Now, some of you have asked me about, like, food allergies. Okay, well, I'm allergic to shrimp, but it didn't show up in the food. That's true. Sometimes certain allergies will not show up, you know, and we're talking about not the food allergies that make you stop breathing, but the food allergies that give you gas. We've talked about onions, right? And how, for me, onions don't sit well. I used to always be able to eat onions, no problem at all. All of a sudden, I eat onions the first day I move up to Reno to go to medical school, and I have horrible stomach pain, horrible cramps, bloating, not sure what's going on. Doctor said, you developed a food allergy to onions. I go, that's ridiculous. 24, 48 hours later, 72 hours later, 1 week ago, I'd have onions, no problem. Well, my body just decided to quit making the enzyme to digest it. Those are not food allergies. Those are food intolerances. Being like lactose intolerant. Lactose intolerant, you have gas. Okay? You don't necessarily go into hives. If you go into hives, then that's a lactose allergy from milk or dairy products. And we don't like to mess around with allergies because allergies can kill. So my recommendation would be, you know, go and look at this. This is something that, you know, that is, it's nice to do. Too bad it's not like a pregnancy test where you could check the results at home. You know, like pee on the stick and see what your results are at home. But it is something that is helpful. Okay, to kind of get an idea, all right, especially the cat one. The cat one to me would probably bear a lot just to see if you could possibly be allergic to it. But you see, the other thing, too, is some of these allergy tests look at antibodies. Now, we've talked about what antibodies are. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Antibodies are basically what your body makes to protect against something that could be foreign. So if you have antibodies against, let's say, cat, dander or something, that means your body has the ability to fight it. To me, though, that doesn't mean you're going to have a full-blown allergic reaction. The reason why I think the skin testing is such a, it's a much more accurate way, is your skin actually gets a little reaction to the antigen, and they could see it. Just because your blood test is normal, because there's no antibodies or whatever, to me, doesn't necessarily mean we know exactly what's going on. So that's just one of those things where, yeah, at-home allergy testing is cool, but, you know, you may want to run that by your doctor first. Now, speaking of doctors, Mississippi is requiring all doctors to collect cord blood from babies born to some young mothers, as this new law hopes to ID statutory rapists and cut the rate of teen pregnancy. All right? I guess the cord blood comes from the umbilical cord attaching the placenta to the baby. Now, we always collect cord blood. Where I practice in Nevada, we always collect the cord blood. You deliver the baby, you collect the cord blood just in case mom or dad wanted to store it, etc. Well, Mississippi now is requiring doctors to collect them from babies born to young mothers under a new law. Now, I thought all states did that. I didn't realize that some states did it, but in Nevada we did. The measure takes effect July 1. It's the first of its kind in the country where it targets certain mothers who were 16 or younger at the time of conception. Under the law, doctors and midwives will be expected to retrieve umbilical cord blood in cases where the father is 21 or older, or when the baby's paternity is in question. Samples will be stored at the state's medical examiner's office for testing in the event that police believe the girl was the victim of statutory rape, but they will not automatically be entered into the state's criminal database. Supporters of the law says it offers an important new tool to prevent older men from having sex with younger girls. I don't think so. I think older men, they know that it could be traced even with DNA. I don't think the cord blood is as much. I mean, there's paternity testing. I don't know if this cord blood thing really stops people in their tracks. Critics argue that it violates privacy and will do little to deter teen pregnancy. Again, I'm confused because we always took cord blood. I remember my trainer always yelled at me if you didn't take cord blood. It was very easy to do. You deliver the baby, you make sure the baby's stable. While you're waiting for the placenta to pass, after you cut off, cut the umbilical cord so the baby could go to the nurses and get, inspected for Apgar scores, etc., right? While you're waiting for the placenta to pass, you take a needle and you suck out the cord blood. Suck out the cord blood, put the needle on the table, nurse takes it. Then, you deliver the placenta, it's all done. Mom gets cleaned up, baby's all cleaned up, you hand baby to mama, everybody's happy. Now, Mississippi leads the nation in teen live birth rates with 55 out of 1,000 babies born to young women between the ages of 15 and 19, according to the CDC. This was a report back in 2010. The national average was 34.2 live births, and the lowest was 15.7 live births in New Hampshire. So I guess they want to reduce teen pregnancy, and they think this could possibly thwart it. I don't know. I thought we'd like to get the cord blood so we can then store it later for stem cells. I didn't know we were doing it to try to figure out the father. But, I mean, that would help. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net, spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to XM Satellite, Talk Superstation, Genesis Communications Network, and all our affiliates out there. All right, so a lot of news today on Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden is the ex-technician at the CIA, from what we understand, that has been the whistleblower and has very openly come out in the open to tell us what had been going on with the NSA. From what we understand, he had told The Guardian and The Washington Post that he worked as a contractor at the National Security Agency and the CIA, and he allowed newspapers to reveal his identity Sunday. This was yesterday. Apparently, he is currently in Hong Kong, and from what we understand, the U.S. can possibly extradite him from Hong Kong, where he is said to have taken refuge. He says he is not hiding out, all right, but he obviously is concerned. Okay, that's, yeah, I can see why. Last week, both The Guardian and The Washington Post had published a series of top secret documents outlining two NSA surveillance programs. One gathers hundreds of millions of our phone records while searching for possible links to known terrorist targets abroad, and the other allows the government to tap into 9 internet companies to gather all domestic internet usage to detect suspicious behavior that starts out overseas. Now, Snowden said he instigated one of the biggest government leaks in U.S. history to inform the public of what he called the greatest danger to our freedom and way of life. He was a systems engineer and administrator for the CIA, and most recently worked as a contractor for the U.S. National Security Agency, NSA. Now, in an interview, he says, I was sitting at my desk, certainly had the authorities to wiretap anyone from you or your accountant to a federal judge or even a president. Even if you're not doing anything wrong, you're being watched and recorded. He says you simply have to eventually fall under suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call, and then they could use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made, every friend you've ever discussed something with. He says his life has changed forever. You can't come forward against the world's most powerful intelligence agencies and be completely free from risk because they're such powerful adversaries that no one can meaningfully oppose them. If they want to get you, they'll get you in time. Now, the U.S. intelligence community, Snowden wrote to Gelman, will most certainly kill you if they think you are the single point of failure that could stop this disclosure and make them the sole owner of this information. But he further stated that he wanted to pursue the leak despite what had happened to whistleblowers in the past to embolden others to step forward. They can win. Now, all right, so what we talked about with this, as we got more information on Snowden, as we've had new developments today, is, you know, many of us are extremely happy that we now have some information on what's been going on in our government. We're very pleased to know that somebody told us what was going on behind the doors and behind closed doors. People aren't happy about the situation, but they're happy they were able to find out. On the flip side, though, I am a little nervous. Being devil's advocate about ex-government workers deciding to go rogue and telling everybody everything. Even if in this case we may be benefiting from the whistleblowing, all right, what if it went the other way and they decided to blurb to a different country's journalism? Now, Julian Assange, right, okay, the WikiLeaks founder, he comes out and says Edward Snowden is a hero. Okay, not that we needed his endorsement, but Edward Snowden, he said, is a hero who has exposed one of the most serious events of the decade, the creeping formulation of a mass surveillance state. The WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, said, "The question of surveillance abuses by states and tech companies was something that I and many other journalists and civil libertarians have been campaigning about for a long time. It is very pleasing to see such clear and concrete proof presented to the public." Now, many of you guys have started to weigh in, and the question started to lie, okay, first of all, how safe are we from the government? What do they know? Could they ever take things over? All right, so you had that group asking. Then you had another group asking, well, wait a second. How is the government supposed to stop all these attacks and thwart all these attacks? How are they supposed to successfully do it? You only have one shot most of the time to do it. The New York City bombing was thwarted. Many other attacks that apparently have been imminent that we don't know about. Okay? So how is the government supposed to get wind of something happening if they aren't tapping in? And I think would be extremely naive to think that in other countries they don't do that either. Now, we're America. We're supposed to be above and beyond government encroaching on our personal freedoms. But I've never been shocked by that. I mean, when this happened, I know some of you thought I was being too lackadaisical about it. I should have been more shocked, but I wasn't. I wasn't. I mean, I've always am under the impression that everything is being watched because computers are connected and things could hack. If the CIA could be hacked, any of our computers could be hacked. Anything I put down on a computer, any text, any phone call, I believe could be listened to. Period. I mean, look, Trayvon Martin, right? And now we're going through the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. Trayvon Martin had pictures and texts that allegedly the prosecution had deleted and not given to the defense. And these were texts and pictures on his private phone. So if somebody could say, well, yeah, but unfortunately he died, so it's not private anymore. Well, if they have the power to get the texts and pictures from somebody who died, I am sure they still have the same power of getting it from somebody who's alive. Okay? So the next question is the government going to actually come forward and be honest and tell us what they have to do to thwart these attacks? Should the government tell us everything they've done thus far? Now, mind you, okay, at this point in time, with everything that's been going on with Benghazi, etc., we know we're being lied to by the government. We know we're being had. It's insulting. It's condescending. It's patronizing. All right, I don't think we could believe anything that the government says. All right, but let's say, and this is what we talked about last week, let's say this was back in World War II. Now, yes, some of us might have had political issues with FDR. But if FDR said, look, we're at war, we are at war, and there are some things we're going to have to do, i.e. the rationing, etc., there's going to be certain security issues being done. Do you think, because at that point, it seemed like more of America had faith in their government than they do today. Do you think if somebody was square with us, we would allow some of our liberties to be squashed for the sake of national security? Now, in Israel, in one of the main Israeli newspapers, the Haaretz, they were talking about how they have an undercover crew out there to try to stop some of the violence in Jerusalem and try to thwart terrorist attacks. So, I mean, we know, and I like to see what Israel does because I think they're pretty smart. And I think they have one of the best intelligence agencies out there. And America and Israel have been working together for decades, which is why anybody that thinks Israel could easily be out of the equation and it not affect us at home is wrong. Okay? America needs Israel and vice versa. So don't even, think about that. Unfortunately, Israel does have to profile and they do have to do certain things, but that's how they maintain their safety. So, I mean, here I am, I'm a little torn with, we have a government that we don't trust. All right, being able to have access to all our records. And I don't think they'll ever get the trust. All right, and I don't think they'll ever be open with us about what's going on. And I don't even know if they can be at this point, especially with all, all the terrorists, et cetera. But then on the flip side, we do have somebody who worked in our National Service Agency, our CIA, that was able to leak information. Even though we're very glad that we know about this information, what if it's somebody that we aren't going to be so glad about? Do we have a problem with people going rogue and then leaking things out? Or should everything be leaked? Should we just be an open book? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. One of you had called in over the break going, there's no way Edward Snowden would be killed now because everybody would know who did it. Here's my problem, okay? I think too many of us have seen too many movies out there, okay? I think there are too many movies. I mean, I understand people, maybe in the government are going to want to shut this man up. I believe he does know a lot. There's been lots of controversy with the JFK murder, and people died there, and there were, there's been rumors throughout every administration of people dying in connection with the administration. We don't know if it's rumors. We don't know if it's just entertaining talk, unfortunately, to people. What we do know is the latest development is that Edward Snowden has left his Hong Kong hotel, and they believe he actually already flew out of Hong Kong this morning. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of shocked that, you know, he really seemed relaxed in the interview where he was, you know, discussing what were some of the, you know, part of the leak and what was going on, et cetera. And so, I mean, either way, I don't know if he's going to seek a lot of refuge in other countries. I'm not sure. From what I understand, there's these extradition sort of relationships that certain countries have. And I believe America has that with Hong Kong and the city of Hong Kong in terms of being able to, if somebody is hiding out there, being able to get them to come back. They say, unlike China, the semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong has an extradition treaty with the United States that has been in place since 98. Although the treaty gives Beijing the right to veto an extradition on national security grounds, experts do not expect the Chinese government will want to confront Washington on Snowden's behalf. Neither the Hong Kong or Chinese governments has made a formal comment about Snowden. You wonder, are any of these countries just laughing it up with this? But Regina Ip, a Hong Kong lawmaker and formal security chief considered close to Beijing, told reporters Monday that the territory would be obliged to comply with the terms of the agreement. I mean, apparently he was at a $200 a night hotel. You know, I don't know if this is going to start a whole slew of people coming forward and telling people what's going on, or are people just kind of laying low? All right, this is where I think people are in the laying low stage. I think there's a lot of people out there that could talk. I think some of those people that are out there that could talk are now freaking out that they will be targets because Snowden is on the run. These guys that are here comfortable in their homes saying, I'm not doing nothing. All right. I mean, there may be this fear that there could be future whistleblowers. I don't know. I think the government would be stupid if they tried to start taking everybody out. I mean, it almost makes you think it would be almost protective for you to let the media know who you are, where you are, and that you. I don't know what I would do in this case. This is why I wouldn't work for the government. I don't know. It stinks because I think we have so much distrust right now for the government. It's not even funny. Like I said, if we had some faith in our government, if the Benghazi attack didn't happen, if Obamacare didn't happen, etc., if we had faith in our government, that our government was up front, and they said, look, guys, we got some security issues, we have some security programs in place, all right? These are things that we need to do because of X, Y, and Z. You're going to have to bear with us. All right. There may be some more public support for our government in their war on terror. But right now we have no idea what's going on. We know that our servicemen and women are getting killed. We know we don't have proper backup from our government. All right. We have Hillary Clinton saying, does the Benghazi even matter? I think we have such lack of confidence in our government right now that we don't trust nothing. And any conspiracy theory at this point is probably going to be believed. All right? Now, again, I think many people have been naive this whole time. Of course, the government has the potential to watch everything. You know, we talked about running a red light. There's cameras on you at all the time. There's always cameras. Look around. There are cameras everywhere. There are probably microphones, too. Companies have cameras. All right? I got nervous because I was trying on a dress in a department store and the camera that was supposed to be watching the clothes was one of those 360 degrees. It could actually look at the mirror of me within the private changing room. I just assume, and it's not because I'm a conspiracy theorist or paranoid or whatever, I just assume that it's very easy for people to watch us. All right, like I told you, the safest place to probably talk is the Dr. Dahlia radio show. It's probably the least amount listened to. Hey, man. Honestly, I mean, you know, the fact that Verizon has to keep records, now with the computer age, there's records for everything. So, But then on the flip side, because we have a government that we don't trust and we don't have faith in, we don't want them to listen to us. All right. Some of us, despite the whole national security excuse that we think we're being given, we don't want people spying on us. And why? Because we just saw what happened with the IRS. If the IRS thinks that you are not on their democratic liberal side, you will be fingered and pointed out and sought out. So, yes, we have this feeling that the government is going to get you. Meanwhile, you know, they still have the talk of gun control, et cetera. This is probably the lowest point in our history. Okay, you thought Watergate was. This far beats that. So I don't know where Snowden is left. My guess is he fled somewhere. I don't know how he could live a normal life. He is gutsy, very gutsy, for coming out and speaking. Whether what he says is 100% true or not, I don't know. That's not for us to say. All right, but he is taking credit for the leak. And my guess is he's taking credit for the leak because the people already know it's him. And at that point, to protect himself, he might as well get his face out there, because if anything happens to him, people will assume the government took him out. All right, so it's kind of a way to protect him. If the government does find him, they're going to have to then very publicly arrest him, very publicly put him on trial, so at least his life is saved. All right, he can't have bruises on him, he can't look beaten, etc. type of thing. When it comes to us moving forward towards more communication in terms of medical records, in terms of how we communicate, our social networking, our pictures, our Instagrams, our Facebook, just always remember we don't have privacy. All right. Now, we have a Duke University graduate student who has been living on his van so he could avoid more student debt. Ken Ilgunas paid off a $32,000 student loan, finished a secondary degree with money to spare by secretly living in his van for 2 years. You'd wonder if his girlfriends even noticed. Okay? He went to public toilets. He had a heavy bean diet. Apparently there were mice scampering where he slept. He was able to get a master's degree out of Duke University. All right? He said one of the many downsides is he couldn't tell other students in case they reported him to security, who would have kicked him off the campus parking lot. He's a good-looking guy, but apparently he has a $32,000 student loan debt, zero job prospects, right? And he's going to work at Home Depot making $8 an hour pushing carts. Wow, really? Yeah. I don't know where he showered. He probably did it at the school. Now, what's very interesting is I'm looking at his van. I'm looking at the TV. I've lived in something even smaller when I was in medical school. So, it is doable. All right, guys, don't go away. Go away. I will see you guys tomorrow, 9 to noon. Take care, guys. Be safe.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.